So this morning, randomly enough, I get a text from somebody that said, are you going to go to the Mike Tyson fight at Jerry World? I'm like, what? And then right about then, Bob, you posted on our Slack channel, the craziest thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
That AT&T Stadium will host a fight between Jake Paul, 27, and Mike Tyson, 57, soon to be 58.
Yeah.
This is a real event happening in our backyard in a couple of months. And the weird part is, as dumb as it sounds,
You want to go?
No, I don't want to go. There's no way I'll go. Will you go?
No, I don't believe I will. I don't want to say hard no because very few things get a 8 a.m. text from my son, but this one did. And he clearly can't believe that in his lifetime Mike Tyson is going to fight. And so I get it from that standpoint.
Now, does he believe...
It's obviously ridiculous, but...
Does he believe that Jake Paul is going to destroy him?
No. In fact, I believe his words were, he can't keep beating up washed-up greats. Someone has to do something about this. So, that's... Brett sees the Jake Paul hustle.
Yeah. He's fighting a 60-year-old
right.
that was washed up 25 years ago. Like... That second Holyfield fight, he barely tried. And since then, he's barely done anything outside of being in the Hangover movie and selling
weed. Great interviews.
Great interviews, no doubt.
Well, we need to review that one.
But the fact that this is a thing, and that no doubt because of name value alone, not on Jake Paul, but on Mike Tyson, how many people do you think will be there?
Well, the press release sent to us by guess who?
The Cowboys?
The Dallas Cowboys sent us out. In fairness, it is their stadium, I guess. We have to be fair about that. But Netflix and MVP Promotions, Most Valuable Promotions, today announced their first ever partnership in a heavyweight boxing mega event headlined by the problem child, Jake El Gallo Paul.
What?
9-1 with 6 KOs versus the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson.
The baddest man on the planet in 1989.
50-6 with 44 KOs. It will stream live globally and exclusively on Netflix on Saturday, July 20th. From the 80,000-seat capacity AT&T Stadium, home of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys.
There's no way they sell 80,000 tickets to this.
Do they sell 50? Because if they do, it's an instant they're going to. I bet you they sell 50 at least, just because the curiosity factor.
They're going to have to tarp off the upper deck, though.
Maybe so. And you know what? I mean, hardly any boxing matches probably in the history of ever have been able to fill a football stadium. They never have them there.
Now, my good folks at MMA Junkie on Twitter, which I, of course, have followed for years because I am, in fact, an MMA junkie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love wrestling.
What's weird is, no, it's not wrestling, Dave. It's mixed martial arts, but which, ironically, neither of these guys have ever participated in, so I'm not positive why this is MMA Junkie's avenue, except they cover fights of all kinds. And their tweet says, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson confirm they have signed to box each other in Texas. But this sentence is important. It has yet to be determined if it will be a pro or exhibition bout.
Pro.
Very few fights have that caveat at the end of the announcement.
Yeah.
That we may...
Will this count or is it just a clown show?
We may make this an exhibition.
The fact that this is where the sport is, this will be the biggest event that boxing has had probably since the last Tyson fight. Big fight against Holyfield.
I don't know, man.
Dude, what's the purse? We don't know.
Okay, but this weekend, Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou are fighting, which is another MMA guy going over to boxing. But I want to say they're both getting $25 million. There's no way.
Mr. Joshua?
No, it's not Mr. Joshua. No. It's the heavyweight champ, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. That's a thing. Nobody knows any boxers.
Those guys have no name value.
No.
Francis Ngannou just beat Tyson Fury. Yes, he does.
Who's that?
Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champion of the world. Francis Ngannou?
Yeah.
He was a UFC heavyweight that went over to boxing and beat him.
Nobody knows who that is.
Or I guess, I forget what if he actually beat him or if he just beat him.
Yeah, see, even you don't know.
Well, I don't watch boxing, but I am telling you that it is lucrative on a certain level, mostly overseas.
I mean, the sports books are going to make a fortune because everybody that is a boomer or a Gen Xer is going to put money on Tyson, and everybody that is like Gen Y, Gen Z, they are going to be putting money on Logan Paul.
It's Jake Paul.
Or Jake
Paul. But
you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. What's the difference?
I also don't know that anyone actually likes him.
But how can you?
Right? Isn't the appeal to this that he is the heel, and each time he fights somebody who you've heard of, it increases the stakes of somebody has to shut this clown up, and he is, of course, milking that to get the next fight and the next one, and they get progressively bigger. This is probably his biggest payday, but I don't know what his paydays have been. I wouldn't be shocked to hear he's doing $5 or $10 million a fight himself.
This will triple that.
Yeah.
Dumbasses like Mino think he's a great fighter.
No
way. Nobody, he's doing a bit.
Nobody thinks
dumbasses
he's a great fighter.
Dumbasses like young teenagers do.
Right.
Dude.
Right? And I truly believe that young teenagers think that Jake Paul is better than Muhammad Ali. Yeah, look at him. He's great.
What are we doing?
Let's tilt to Mike Tyson. What is he doing?
Well, he needs the money.
Yeah.
He's 60.
Okay, but he's still up there hustling all the time.
How is this legal? How can we let a man
Well, that's why it's probably going to be an exhibition.
Yeah, they'll make it an exhibition because no boxing federation will authorize or clear this, right?
No, but I don't even know how you can do this as an amateur. Like,
We should pop Lawrence Cole on
seriously,
Sturm Center.
I don't understand how any state, city, region, whatever, no matter if it's professional or exhibition. Like, an exhibition to me means you're doing it in a barn or something like that, almost. But how can you... This is a man who's been collecting Social Security... Or not Social Security, but he's been collecting an ARP card, his ARP newsletters, for a decade now. How is this legal? How can you let a guy out there who hasn't done anything in 25 years, who's a senior citizen... I don't care if he's fighting someone that's 27 or 17 or whatever. This is dangerous, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Probably. But everybody wants Tyson to destroy this guy. Look, there's a market for it. I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous, but there is a market for it, and that's really what these pay-per-view events are all about, is can we find 100,000 people to pay $100 each to watch this thing.
Yeah,
Netflix,
but
right?
But it's free on Netflix.
Well,
in
that case, now I don't know if Netflix will have a pay-per-view model for that sort of thing.
No, this is just to drive this is to drive their live streaming.
And
which is like the Nadal and Alcaraz thing they just did. Did you watch that?
Not a second of it, no.
I wonder how that did.
I have no idea.
Well, they're poking around the sports space. I mean, we should understand that Netflix or Amazon is going to own like the NBA broadcast rights before long or something along those lines.
I think that by the time this actually happens, that this probably will end up being the biggest thing on Netflix, and they're going to see more spike in their subscriptions because of this than, you know, any movie that they put out, any deal they've done with Adam Sandler. There's going to be, now they may bail. There may be in the leading up to July, if you do sign up, I don't know what it is right now. Is there a minimum?
I think it's just month to month.
There's no way they allow that right now. This will be, if you're going to sign up in like July 10th or whatever it is right before the fight, they're going to make you sign on for a lot longer than a month. There's no way they're going to let these people slide.
Maybe they'll give you an incentive. They'll give you a flat rate for a year to try and get you to sign up.
Yeah.
But it'll be at a discount. So they'll have you for a year, but you're paying less than what you would be paying if you went month to month.
Amazing.
It really is.
Those Pauls must be wondering how they won the lottery.
Oh, my God.
And they can't lose anymore. Everything they
Paul
do.
Like Tyson.
Everything they do turns to cash.
Will Tyson try? Like, will he work out and try to get back in shape? And
I don't know if I got ball sacked. I saw a training video. I don't know if it is like now or 20 years ago, but it was Tyson sparring.
It was probably 20 years ago.
And he looked great.
He absolutely looked great.
Or April 8th.
What if he came all the way back?
Oh, God.
To the top, Corby.
I can't.
Let's get him a title fight once and for all. All right.
He's back. Boy, I know someone who's going to be there, and I know someone who's going to spend all the money on it.
I do love Mike Tyson.
Holy crap.
They're playing my song.